An unusual reservoir of water emission in the VVCRA, a protoplanetary disk, by Colette Salick et al. We present an analysis of an unusual pattern of water vapor emission from the approximately 2-year-old low-mass binary system VVCRA, as observed in infrared spectra obtained with VLTCRIRES, VLTVISIR, and Spitzer IRS. Each component of the binary shows emission from water vapor in both the L, approximately 3, and N, approximately 12, bands. The N-band and Spitzer spectra are similar to those previously observed from young stars with disks, and are consistent with emission from an extended protoplanetary disk. Conversely, the CRIRESL band data of VVCRAA show an unusual spectrum, which requires the presence of a water reservoir with high temperature, T is greater than or equal to 1,500 kelvins, column density. New Hampshire 2O approximately 3 times 10 to the 20 centimeters minus 2, and turbulent broadening, V approximately 10 kilometers S1, but very small emitting area, A is less than or equal to 0.005 astronomical units squared. Similarity with previously observed water emission from V1331 SIG, Dopman et al., 2011, and SVS13, Carr et al., 2004, suggests that the presence of such a reservoir may be linked to evolutionary state, perhaps related to the presence of high accretion rates or winds. While the inner disk may harbor such a reservoir, simple Keplerian models do not match well with emitting line shapes, and alternative velocity fields must be considered. We also present a new idea, that the unusual emission could arise in a circumplanetary disk, embedded within the larger VVCRA, a protoplanetary disk. Additional data are likely required to determine the true physical origin of this unusual spectral pattern. This was an unusual reservoir of water emission in the VVCRA, a protoplanetary disk, by Colette Salick et al.